The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Deshaun Watson made it really clear he's playing Sunday.
That doesn't mean he's going to be 100%.
Yeah, do you need to be against the Bills? Listen, the Bills are not good.
They're horrible. Okay?
And I don't know how the hell they're 2-3, and I don't see any way they're going to be 3-3. I almost feel like you could trot Brandon Whedon out there and win.
You also got to remember, they're having cluster injuries on the Texans offense. Like, no one's 100%.
Texans' weaknesses are not going to be weaknesses against the Bills.
Did you read what Habib had to say today?
Why didn't you fire anyone when their team attacked the bus? Why no one says anything about insulting my homeland, religion, nation, family? You canceled Jubara's fight and you want to dismiss him just because he hit Connor? If you decide to fire him, you should know that you'll lose me too.
That's a pretty heavy statement.
I'm tired of people hiding behind their culture as reasons for bad behavior. I mean, what his guys did was wrong. What he did was wrong. You can't excuse that.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Our number 713-780 ESPN's your number 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, I don't know, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And a lot of good stuff in the first 2 hours. If you missed any of it, all available at podcastarena.com. So, yeah, I will have three overplays on hockey tonight. One max play, which is the one I already mentioned, Vegas-Pittsburgh, which goes off here in a couple minutes, if you could still get down on that. And then smaller plays, Toronto-Detroit-Chicago-Minnesota. So, that's it. No football plays tonight.
I was going to get on the Knights Penguins over, but I have to pay minus 115 for over 6.5.
Really? Over 6.5?
Yeah.
Friggin' half? I'd almost buy to 7 on that and get... it's
like a pleaser.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll have... we're supposed to have Brad Powers here, aren't we?
Efforting?
All right.
Because I'm like ready to talk some college football gambling.
Yeah.
Well, while we're waiting, I'll... talk a little sports map with you for a second.
All right.
Got a really good Joel Blank video on the Rockets and the whole Jimmy Butler stuff. Great story from John Granato on the kid from Rice who passed away, who he knew very well. And just a really, really nice piece if you haven't had a chance to read it yet. We still have Lance's story from yesterday. He's fixing the red zone problems from the Texans. Kerry Brooks' video is now up, and she's on Astros Red Sox. And then Josh's fantasy under the radar plays are up. He's been great at those. Gambling guide from Jerry Bow and AJ Hoffman's NFL fantasy rankings. And then Cody Stutes has a video that I disagree with.
Okay.
I'll just tell you, put that
out there first.
Yeah, I'll tell you the headline. Texans should pay Jadeveon Clowney before the price goes up.
Ooh. It's a bold statement.
Yeah. I respectfully disagree. Once his knee snaps again, that price ain't going
to
go up.
I don't think I'm paying anybody on this team until I start to get better results.
Well, you know, and you don't need to, because it's real easy to just say, all right, if we need to see another year, we're going to franchise you.
Yeah.
There's no reason. And if he's wanting Aaron Donald, Khalil Mack money, I'm just going to say, get the bleep out of here.
Everybody on this team who needs to be paid is paid.
Yeah. I'm not saying.
Like Hopkins is locked up for the foreseeable future,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Hopkins is locked up.
Okay. And everybody else, yeah, you got to earn it.
And. Yeah, the first few games he was invisible. Now he's been better the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But, you know, what's his worth going to be? And at the end of the season, if you look up and he's got 10 sacks, are you paying him Khalil Mack money for 10 sacks? I'm not.
But. Yeah, I don't think so. Which, by the way, Khalil Mack, I think the Dolphins. Dolphins play the Bears, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Dolphins have 3 starting offensive linemen who are doubtful or out for that game. That might be a good game for Khalil Mack. Just throwing that out.
Yeah, they're coming off a bye, right? Didn't the Bears have a week off? Yeah. He's got another week to learn the system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could get ugly. We shall see. All right. 713-780-3776. So I guess we're not going to have Brad at 6 o'clock, which is too bad. So
it is too bad.
Yeah, we'll have him at some point. I'm sure he'll show up. You know what? We'll take a phone call while we're waiting. Travis, go.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
I just
have a quick question. I'll get out of your way. I don't know if you guys have heard, but Chris Bryant has turned down a $200 million deal with the Cubs. Recently, I was wondering what do you guys feel about him turning down $200 million? I think it's a bad idea, or you think it's a good idea? And where are some possible places that you guys think that he'll end up next year?
Man, I don't know what the years were on that $200 million. I mean, if it was, if it's a 10-year contract, well, he might get more than that. Yeah, I don't know. I got a hard time passing up that kind of money when it comes my way. But
well, realistically, he can't go anywhere until after 2022, so yeah, it doesn't really matter.
It's basically just him betting on himself, right?
Yeah. And
you know who else did that? George Springer.
Yeah, worked out for him.
Because if you remember, they offered Springer and Singleton basically the same deal. Singleton took the right now money.
That didn't work out for the Astros.
Worked out for him, though.
Yeah.
And Springer said, I'll wait on mine. I think it worked out for both guys, right?
Yeah. I mean, this, to be honest, this is almost a meaningless story because he's not going anywhere till after 2022.
Yeah, he's got a while.
So, yeah.
He's got 3 seasons of arbitration.
Yeah, then.
That's a guy who has an MVP under his belt already.
He's going to make a bunch of money.
He'll be okay.
713-780-ESPN. Ashton asked Kareem Jackson at safety, Texans' best move this season. Yeah, I think he actually played really well at cornerback last week too.
He's playing well.
He's playing very good football for them right now, which
one of about
3 on the defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so weird because now last week was, they were really good on defense. Both teams were. And you know, it's so funny. It's like I one of the things that we're talking about adding on when we migrate the site over next week is the Facebook comments to the stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of don't want to do that because every time I look at the Facebook comments, there's always something just dumb.
Yeah.
Like, well, what about the Cowboys defense? They were good too. On the story I wrote about the Texans defense. And I specifically had a whole paragraph in there about how good the Dallas defense was.
Yeah.
And why the Texans defense needed to be that good.
Well, and then you're gonna have to like constantly scroll through that. It's just a pain.
Yeah. And it's like, well, don't be a headline reader and then comment on the story. You know, actually read the story because I specifically mentioned that. That's one of those things that just drives me nuts. And it's like, I really don't want to have to deal with that, but we might try it and see because there are, you know, I want people to have the opportunity to comment. It's just, I can't tell you how many times somebody will comment on something I wrote.
Yeah.
And they didn't read it. They just read the headline. And it's just, well, that's in the story. You know, what would you do with this guy? Develop three whole paragraphs about that. Kind of spelled it out. But, yeah, so I don't know what I'm doing with that yet. I'm still thinking about it. 713-780. Bryant was 8 years, $200 million guaranteed. I think he'll do really well in arbitration, and then if he wants to leave after 2022, I'm sure somebody will pay him a bunch of money.
I mean, that's 25 a year.
Yeah.
That ain't bad. No. I mean, that's if you're asking for more than that.
It's a fair deal, but I think if he thinks he can do better, you know, bet on yourself.
The problem is there aren't too many teams out there who are looking to throw out $30 million contracts. The Cubs are one of them. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't fault the guy. He's one of the best players in the game.
And the thing is, if I were him, I'd wait and see what Bryce Harper gets.
But
I'm not in any rush.
Here's the other thing. Chris Bryant's 26 years old. You know, you get offered an 8-year extension for $250 million or $200 million, maybe you take that because
yeah, he is older than I thought he was.
You get to be, you know, he finishes out that contract and he's 29. You ain't going to get offered an 8-year, $200 million contract. I mean, unless, maybe you will. Who knows? They pay these guys crazy.
Yeah, well, it just depends. It only takes one team to.
The Yankees paid A-Rod when he was 30.
Although, yeah, I don't know because we thought there'd be a lot more movement last year than there was.
Yeah.
And it took J.D. Martinez forever to get a deal.
And then guys like Mike Moustakas were just hanging around going like, hey, I play baseball.
I guess I'll go back to the Royals. And, so, yeah, I think there's a lot of reasons to just sort of stay put. But, I mean, that's a fair deal. But it just seems odd to – if you think you can do better, then wait and do better. I know one place that does better all the time, and that's Lions Poker Palace.
Oh, yes, Freddie.
Yeah, I love me some Lions, and I haven't been able to get over there this week because – work's getting in the way.
Stupid work.
Yeah, that's got to stop. But next week, I'm going to get out there for their noon tournament. They got a big one on Friday, 6:30. It's $170 buy-in, $9,000 guaranteed.
Dang.
And late registration until 8:40 p.m. And if you have not been by there yet, man, George and Najib, those guys run a great, great room. It's classy. It's casino level, four tournaments a day, and all the cash games you could want. It is just a wonderful place to play poker.
A great place to eat as well. They've got fantastic food there. They've got televisions, the sports packages, whatever game is on, you can watch it at Lions. A lot of people going on Saturdays, pick a game, pick one of the TV. There's like 20 something TVs there. You pick one of the TVs near your table, ask them to put that game on. They'll do it. No problem. They pay for all the sports. So they want you to see all the sports. Go by, see it for yourself. They've got security inside and out, complimentary valet. This is just a well-run room. Follow them on Facebook for all the information about the tournaments and things like that, or just stop by and see it for yourself with your own eyes. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. That's 6134 Richmond Avenue for Lions Poker Palace.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Thursday. Hope everybody's having a great one. Man, I'm still in a fantastic mood today. I don't know what it is. I'm actually seeing progress, finally, on this whole weight loss gym thing.
Good for you.
That makes me feel better. I'm just a disgusting troll, not a hideous disgusting troll.
Well, that's good.
So I've got hideous off of there.
Yeah.
We're going to Although, like, at the end of the show, man, when I get home, I just kind of, I'm kind of turning into, I don't want to go anywhere, dude. And so the wife tonight's all excited because the Molly Ringwalds are going to be at Discovery Green, and she loves those guys, and we've seen them about four times. And so it's like, oh, we're going to have dinner reservations and go to the concert and all this stuff. And I'm kind of thinking, man, when I get home, I just want to sit on the couch and watch football. Am I just turning into an old?
Kind of.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Well, you turned into me.
Yeah, but the reality is, you know, every now and then, like once a month, I have to give the illusion that I care and go do something that she wants to do because she's, you know, she's the rich. So I guess I'll be doing that tonight. So if anybody's out there, the concert, say hello. It's a lot of fun. Hey, how about we do Hoffman on Hollywood here since we pushed our buddy Brad Powers is apparently going to join us at 6:30, which is how I had it on the rundown, and do Hoffman on Hollywood here so that we don't have to.
Yeah, he got stuck in a studio, so I guess he's still there.
All right, let's talk some Hollywood stuff. The Walking Dead premiered this week. Did you know that?
No, I've been out on that.
John,
for so long.
Did you know that? Or do you guys talk Walking Dead on Comicast?
Not really. Michael still watches it, but he's in that mode of I've stuck it with it for this long. I need to finish it out.
That's where my wife's at, which is also forcing me to be there. If you haven't watched it, you're not missing anything. It sucked. But it sucked so much that shares in AMC Networks have dropped 10% over the past week.
Well, I know the ratings have been steadily declining now for a while. That thing used to be a monster.
Yeah. The ninth season premiere saw sizable ratings decline. And Goldman Sachs downgraded AMC to sell from a neutral rating late last week. And yesterday, the stock fell more than 7%. After the premiere numbers were released. Now, granted, today was a pretty brutal day on Wall Street, period.
Yeah.
But AMC Network stock closed at $57.65, down nearly 4% on above-average trading volume. So The Walking Dead has gotten so bad that their stock has fallen. I mean, not Walking Dead stock, but the company that puts it on.
Well, and that's why I don't really blame AMC for continuing to trot that out there, because it's been a moneymaker for a long time, even though it's been terrible for years.
And Andrew Lincoln's last season, right?
Yeah.
Did he finish?
They keep promoting that this is his last season, which, by the way, that pisses me off. I'm mad that they did that because
He did that.
Well, yeah, they should have not let him do that. It should have been a big surprise, like you know, the way they used to kill people on that show.
Yeah, and Shane's coming back.
What?
I think they're doing. John Bernthal was spotted on set and hanging out with the crew, and the producers confirmed that he's going to be back. But
how?
I'm guessing it's all flashback. Something must happen to Rick, and he might, you know, see flashback or something.
Just pull the plug on this thing already.
He was the best thing, I think, of that show.
They lost half their audience from last year's premiere. Half.
Wow.
That's a massive, massive drop.
That should probably tell you it's time to pull the plug.
Yeah, that's probably a good call. Did you see that Vince Neil joined Sammy Hagar and The Circle for live rendition of three Motley Crue songs?
I did not see that.
Yeah, first of all, I didn't know that these guys were going out on tour and stuff. But apparently Vince Neil and Sammy Hagar and The Circle are running around performing Girls, Girls, Girls. And then this is at Sammy Hagar's High Tide Beach Party
in
Huntington Beach, California. But yeah, Vince Neil got up on stage with him and did some Motley Crue songs. And there's been rumors for a long time of more Motley Crue music, but I don't know that Motley Crue works in 2018.
Yeah, there's to me, none of those bands. Just go out and tour and do your classics.
That's it. Nobody wants to hear new music from
you. Yeah, and man, it's like that. A couple of the stations I listen to, especially Hair Nation, they'll be like, oh, so-and-so's got a new record coming out. Great White has a new record coming out. I don't care. Who's going to listen to that? Your family. Just play the crap you've played all the time. That's what people. Yeah, those guys are getting a revival right now. These '80s bands, some of the like that Def Leppard tour was huge. So, dude, go out and make money off stuff you did 20 years ago. Quit worrying about it. Don't write new music. It's gonna suck. I can promise you.
So, an interview with Paul McCartney is I guess the one who kind of broke this news. He revealed that he and John Lennon, as well as some friends, had group masturbation sessions.
Yeah, I think we talked about that.
And then,
pretty gross.
Somebody asked Ringo Starr about it, and he said, no, that was before I was in the band. They had stopped doing that by the time I was in the band. So that puts like maybe a 2-year window where John and Paul were hanging out to get
that wankers.
Yeah. And it says Paul went into intimate detail of what went on at the time, saying that one of the men had been thinking of Brigitte Bardot and yelled her name at the height of the moment, while John Lennon eventually ruined the moment by yelling out Winston Churchill. So, yeah.
Like, did he, like, finish first?
Well, apparently not. Brigitte Bardot. Whoever yelled Brigitte Bardot finished first. I don't know if it was Pete Best or George Harrison or who. I don't know. Are you familiar with the rapper Fabulous, John? Are you a fan?
Yeah. I think his big success came in like the early 2000s, maybe.
Okay. Well, not having much success these days. A grand jury has indicted rapper Fabulous on counts of domestic violence and making terroristic threats.
It's a common theme today.
His real name, John Jackson, was charged in connection with two incidents. The indictment handed up last week charges him with one count of domestic violence, screaming from an incident on March 7th, with two counts for allegedly threatening to shoot or kill three individuals on March 28th, including the alleged victim from the earlier incident. He also faces a weapons count for allegedly brandishing a pair of scissors with intent to use them unlawfully.
That's not very
fabulous. Maybe he was trying to cut the cord.
What are you in for? Scissors.
Is he fabulous?
Well, not anymore. Oh. And that's Hoffman on Hollywood.
Hey, can I throw one
by
in?
The way, Duffy's warming up for Texas Tech. Looks like he will start for the Red Raiders tonight.
Okay. So, speaking of people doing stuff together, Sophie Turner and Maisie Williams of Game of Thrones have become pretty good friends. Did you know that Arya is now 21 years old? So you don't have to be so creepy now.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Sophie Turner's 22 years old, so they're both legal.
For some reason, I don't know. I guess because she's so much taller than her, I figured like she was like years older than her.
Well, they become really good friends. They actually met when they were auditioning, and they said, we did a chemistry read together. It was the final three for Sansa, and I was like, bleep, I really need to up my game. I went in, and I was like, what's up? I gave her a big hug. It was like high five after every take. It was super extra, but it worked. I read with other Aryas before, but Maisie was special. We just got on like that. So now, one of their favorite things to do, get stoned and take baths.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we just used to sit there and eat and watch stupid videos and smoke weed. I don't know if my publicist will kill me for saying this. We'd get high, and then we'd sit in the bath together, and we'd rub makeup brushes on our faces.
All right.
So, there you go. That's an addition to Hoffman on Hollywood.
Thank you.
Just figured I would share that. So, all right, let's go to my man, Lawyer Dave. And it's funny because I got another tweet today for a guy asking about Lawyer Dave. And I just said, well, you just go to @LawyerDave on Twitter or call him at 713-626-8900. And he'll take care of you. Right, Dave?
That's right, Fred. Hey, Blitzers, if you have a legal question, you can call me. I'll answer it for free. You come by to see me in person. The consultation is free. The number is 713-626-8900. When we take your case, if we don't win, you don't owe me anything. That's how we work at the office of Mestemaker and Straub.
And let's say I can't really afford to get medical treatment, but I've been in an accident. What are you going to do about that?
Lots of people have that situation, Fred. And what we do is we arrange for the medical treatment that they don't have to pay on an upfront basis. That way they get the care they need, they get better, and then we process their claim. And if we got to go to court, unlike many lawyers, I actually go to trial all the time.
Yeah, and you go to trial all over Texas, right? So you'll take care of people over in Beaumont, Golden Triangle, even as far away as El Paso.
Oh, yes. We just settled a case that we were going to try in El Paso next week, and we've got one pending now in Beaumont that may or may not settle. But, yeah, I'll take a case for any deserving hurt person anywhere in the state of Texas, for sure.
All right, so any kind of accident or if you've had any problems at a hospital with your doctor or your drugs, and that could be a car accident, a slip and fall, workplace, any of those, Lawyer Dave's got you covered. 713-626-8900 or @LawyerDave on Twitter. And what do they need to do, Dave?
They better dial Dave, 713-626-8900.
All right, that's my man Dave. Check him out if you've had any kind of issues.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And as promised, we have our man Brad Powers, pregame.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at BradPowers7. And if you're not following him on Twitter, you're missing out on a lot of great information. And he's got a lot of great information on pregame as well. Brad, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you guys doing on this fine Thursday evening?
No complaints from our end, man. You working hard today?
Yeah, I'm still at the studios here with RJ's studios. We just got off the Fox National show, and I'm actually still here. I'm not even back to my home office.
All right. Well, let's get to it, I guess. My favorite game this week, and I locked it in earlier in the week. I guess I feel the same way about it now, even though the number has changed a little bit. I'm not going across a key number yet, but I took Michigan -7.5. I wish I would have gotten it at 6.5. Now it's at 9.5. What are your thoughts on this Michigan-Wisconsin game? I just have a feeling that Wisconsin's not going to be able to run the ball, and Wisconsin can't throw the ball. So I just feel like there's not much ways for them to score.
Well, I'll tell you this. Yeah, you're where the money's at. You're with what Steve Fezzik, one of the professional bettors here as far as the show is. He loves Michigan. That's his best bet of the week. Yeah, I'm on the other side. And here's the reason being is it comes back to history for me. Wisconsin last 33 road games in the Big Ten. They haven't lost a single one of them by more than a touchdown. I get it. Their defense is banged up. I get it. Michigan's really good. But when has Michigan gotten margin over a top 15, top 20 team? They couldn't get margin against Northwestern's defense. I know Wisconsin's banged up. As long as Alex Hornibrook, and this is a major if here, if he protects the football, I'll take Wisconsin plus the points.
I'm interested in a game tomorrow night. South Florida goes in unbeaten as 7-point favorites at Tulsa. I liked it better at 7.5, but I'm kind of liking Tulsa with a home game on a Friday night. You got any thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I kind of like the total more than anything. I mean, South Florida games have been, you know, almost dead, not over, and a few of their games that have been lower scoring, there's been a lot of yards and a lot of points left on the scoreboard. The teams have had no problem moving up and down the field. You know, Tulsa kind of looked the part last week, for at least the first 47 minutes. Heck, they were up, you know, 9 points in a game and then almost lost the cover as a 17-point underdog. That would be my only concern, the true freshman, Seth Bonner. He was all right, but obviously when he got true freshman, the turnovers and the pick sixes would worry me. I think you're on, obviously, again, the right side of the money there.
What about Utah and Arizona? I think this one, Arizona's played a little better, but Khalil Tate's still not Khalil Tate. Utah, I think, is a little underrated. What do you think of that one?
Yeah, the lean on Utah for me, just a short week traveling up to Salt Lake City. Utah finally got that breakthrough win last week. Although I'll say this, I mean, it was a little bit misleading. I mean, they were the Cardinals, Stanford, their opponent, were -4 turnovers, and Utah benefited from a 100-yard interception return touchdown. That's clearly a 14-point turnaround there. And keep in mind, on the flip side, so this is what we kind of call sometimes an inside-out handicap. Arizona very fortunate to beat Cal, where they had 2 pick sixes in that game to pull the outright upset. That would give me some pause of back in Arizona.
You know, I'm looking at that Cal Arizona game, or Cal UCLA game. That just seems like such. And I know Cal's not good, and they've, if you've bet Cal the last couple weeks, it's been a massive letdown. But 7 points at home against UCLA, who has not even shown like a sign of a pulse, just seems like a really nice value.
Yeah, maybe it's a trap, but you've identified one of my favorite bets of the week. I like Cal here. I just talked about it. And not only last week against Arizona, where they had two pick sixes go against them in a game. They dominated. They outgained Arizona by 200-plus yards. 2 weeks ago against Oregon, they had another couple of defensive touchdowns go against them. As long as they can keep it turnover-free, or at least turn it over twice instead of four times in this game, I like their chances here. Keep in mind, UCLA looked improved last week, but still 0-13 their last 13 times they went on the road, and it's been a home series. 16-2 the home team is last 18. I love the Bears here.
Let me ask you about a couple of SEC games. First, I guess we'll start with the big one with Georgia LSU. That number kind of hovering around 7, 7.5. Do you have a good feel for that game? It just seems like, Georgia's so good. I don't like to get in the way of a team that's just steamrolling, but it seems like a situationally good spot for LSU.
Yeah, I just know more about LSU, at least this year. I'll take the hook there, and it's kind of historic. It's only the fourth time they've been catching more than a touchdown at home since 2002. The other three teams were a couple of Alabama teams and Florida with Tim Tebow as the quarterback. So I'm not sure Georgia's in that class. At least we're not certain, because who has Georgia played? They haven't played anybody in the top 20. LSU's at least played Auburn, Miami on the road against Florida. They've looked the part, at least in those three games, winning two of them, and then last week's game was a coin flip. So I'm going to lean on LSU getting the 7, and especially if I'm getting that additional hook there at 7.5.
And what do you think about the Florida-Vanderbilt line, which is kind of around the same? Looks like right now you can get some 7s on Florida. I just think Florida physically, maybe they're just better than we've thought they were, and Vanderbilt's got one of their worst teams in a while. But I just think physically Florida's just going to dominate this game. What do you think?
Totally agree. Another one of my best bets of the week. I like Florida in this matchup. I know the market's going to think, hey, let down spot off that big win over LSU. They got a bye on deck. So, they still extend some effort here. Vanderbilt just does not stack up in SEC play as of late. 1-9 against the spread last 10 conference games. No home field advantage in Nashville. If you're going to make one trip a year, Nashville's a destination city. The crowd will be 50-50. Florida hasn't lost in Nashville since 1988. I think they're rolling there. Give me the Gators -7.
And one of the games that's sort of off the main radar, but I'm a really big fan of what Fresno's been doing this season. I like that team a lot. I think they're well coached. They look like, I think they're going to be sort of like the next Boise, where they're a pretty consistently solid program. Wyoming is so horrible. They got stomped out by a Hawaii team with a backup quarterback. What are your thoughts on that 18 in the Fresno game?
Yeah, I'm going to lay it with Fresno. Are you kidding me? Since Jeff Tedford took over, here's their record against the spread the last 2 years. 14 wins, 3 losses, a pair of pushes. 14-3-2. Incredible. One of the more undervalued teams we've seen in college football, especially the last couple of years. You're right, Wyoming. Are you kidding me? I had Wyoming last week +3.5. By the time that game kicks off, Wyoming is a 3.5-point favorite. 7 points of line value. You rarely see it this time of year in college football, and they still couldn't cover the opening line of 3.5. What a pathetic performance. Back-to-back road trips for them. Give me the Bulldogs. They roll to another cover.
One game I wanted to ask you about is obviously Texas coming off the big win against Oklahoma, 14-point favorites against Baylor. This just strikes me as the kind of situation where Texas doesn't show up and play the same game they did last week. You got any thoughts on Baylor getting 14?
Yeah, I'll take Baylor. Tom Herman, everyone talks him up as a dog, and rightfully so. He's 12-1 against the spread last 13 games as a dog as far as him being a head coach, but here's where he's not good, in the favorite role. 4-13 against the number his last 17 games as a favorite going back to his Houston days. I liked what I saw. Baylor didn't get a cover last week, but, they had a 38-20 first down edge against Kansas State, had 5 trips inside the 35-yard line, and managed only like 12 points, so they left a lot of points on the field. Bad spot for Texas. Give me the Bears +14.
And one more I wanted to ask you about, because Central Florida has just been a freight train, and Memphis has been inconsistent. At home, they've been really good. On the road, they've been terrible. They're at home for this one. But Central Florida -4.5, and that total over 80, even that is tempting to me, because I think there's going to be a lot of scoring here. But I like Central Florida here. Tell me why I'm wrong.
I'm in the minority. So a lot of people here, a lot of people that are smarter than me, a lot of people smarter than me, are on your side. Here's what concerns me. Two things. Number one, obviously double revenge for Memphis from last year. And again, that was very close AAC championship game came down to, what, double overtime last year, not very high-scoring game. That kind of concerns me. Central Florida's rush defense gave up 300 yards to FAU. Memphis has the nation's leading rusher in Darrell Henderson. And finally, UCF hasn't hit the road since August 30th. We're in the middle of October there. Those would be three concerns on why I lean with Memphis, but it's not one of my best bets.
Maybe you can answer this for me. I've been kind of rolling along on Alabama first half numbers for several weeks now. And even though they haven't been covering full numbers, they've still been covering first half numbers. When the books put out the first half numbers, which I think you can only get on game day, is it just an algorithm that they use based on what the full point spread is, or do they actually take in factors like motivation and things like that when it comes to the first half lines?
They don't. It's an algorithm for the most part, unless it gets totally exposed in the marketplace. People are tweeting about it, and it gets really played. But we haven't seen that yet as far as Alabama first half go, especially when that opening number is out. Now, what finally happened last week was people started betting Alabama in the first half. Now, the number came out right where it should be as far as an algorithm for the Alabama being a 35-point favorite. That number pretty much came out the same. But people finally started betting it. I don't think that's going to be, you know, this week, I don't think anything's going to be different. I think it's going to be straight algorithm. You know, they're a 28-point favorite against Missouri. They'll probably be laying 17 or 18 points in the first half. I would recommend you guys, as soon as that comes out, to bet it early, because it's starting to get some play now in the marketplace that Alabama is 6-0 in the first half of games. They're outscoring their opponents 40-6. So bet that early. It'll probably get steamed up again. But unless it gets to 10-0, 11-0 as far as Alabama being in the first half, I think these books just straight up put it as an algorithm.
That's good to know. And one more question. Oregon, Washington, probably the marquee game of this weekend. I liked Oregon from the time, but even before I saw the number, I knew if I got a plus with Oregon, which I assumed I would, that I would be liking Oregon. But now I keep reading that, you know, 90% of public money's coming in on Oregon, and then the line's still moving towards Washington. It makes me feel like maybe I'm really on the square side here, but I feel like I've got the better quarterback and I've just got the hotter team right now. What are your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, I'm on the Oregon side. I mean, I just think Washington's generally overrated. I haven't liked them almost in any game except the BYU game this year. As far as what I've seen with my eye test, that's the only game they really passed it. Good spot for Oregon, off a bye. Should have won the Stanford game. I mean, what's this number if Oregon had held on like they should have and beaten Stanford? I certainly don't think it's 3.5. Washington back-to-back road. I like the Ducks here. I get it. They might be a popular public play here, but I got to go with how I've seen it, where my numbers are, and they're saying taking Oregon plus a 3.5.
All right, one more that I wanted to ask you about, because my computer numbers spit out a very different number than the actual line here with Texas A&M minus 2.5 at Carolina. Kind of curious your thoughts on that game.
I lean towards A&M. Look, I liked A&M a lot last weekend. Got some would say lucky cover because they won by 6 in overtime. But come on now, they dominated that game. The fumble return, touchdown heavy, nearly breaking a television set last weekend. So that's a game they should have won by double digits against Kentucky last week. They outgained them by 200 yards. On the flip side, South Carolina very fortunate to beat Missouri. Missouri 8 trips inside the 20-yard line, only had 3 touchdowns. Kind of an inside-out handicap. I think the value is with the Aggies.
Hey, last week I saw Rice play one of the worst games I've ever seen in my whole life. I mean, they just got clowned out by a team that I thought was damn near as bad as they were. UAB is a team that's kind of on a roll. What are your thoughts on that game? 16.5 is the number now with UAB here at Rice. Not that I think Rice has any home field advantage.
Well, believe it or not, they do. Conference home underdog. Here's one that I really pulled out. Rice, since the Southwest Conference disbanded since 1995, Rice as a conference home dog, so that's going to include all their WAC days, Conference USA games, 30-9 against the spread conference home dog. And look, last week, turnovers really hurt them in that game. Minus 4 in turnovers. They outgained UTSA. UTSA got 17 points off it. UAB's largest away favorite role since 2004. I actually like the Owls, believe it or not.
Well, you may have scared me off. I'm definitely not betting on the Owls, but you may have at least talked me off UAB, so thank you.
I appreciate it. hopefully we can, and we'll see what happens, though. Hopefully I didn't talk you off a winner.
All right, that's Brad Powers. You can follow him on Twitter, at BradPowers7. Great stuff as always, Brad. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, take care, guys.
All right.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. They are Houston's number one Harley dealer. Come in and see why. They've got over 200 bikes in inventory, the best customer service rating in the state of Texas. It's the best choice, guys. Their staff is friendly, reliable, experienced, well-trained. They're open on Mondays, 6 days a week, to better serve you. And it's no worries October at Republic. You buy any new Harley, get a 3-year extended service plan, and 3-year priority paid maintenance. All you have to worry about is the gas. If you bring in your trade today, ride out on a new Harley. With the largest selection of 2018s and 19s in Houston, they've got the ride you're looking for. They've got all the models. They've got all the colors. They've got you covered, my guys. And October 13th, this Saturday, demo day, come test ride the new 2019 models. They're going to have door prizes, food, and refreshments available. And then October 18th, next week, the biggest, baddest bike night. It's your last chance to enter to win the 2019 Lowrider. The winner's going to be drawn this night and must be present to win. There's going to be a stunt show, live music, door prizes, food, and refreshments, guys. Come see why they're the best. Stop in and visit 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open at republichd.com. All right, guys, let me tell you about my good friends at Bill Advisor. And if you own your home, you need to listen up. They're about to save you big money on your homeowner's insurance. And guys, it's so simple. It's so quick. It used to take forever. It was a hassle to get a better deal on your policy. And then someone came around and made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. But Bill Advisor's got a new system. It's even faster, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money. They're going to deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but a text message. That's real. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You send that back to them. You're going to get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. The savings are real, guys. The average homeowner is saving over $790 a year. Real coverage with real savings, real fast. It's 2018. Who has 15 minutes to wait around anymore? Bill Advisor finds you savings in 15 seconds. It's the new way to shop and save big on your home insurance. One more time, text MONEY to 232323 and get your home insurance quote from Bill Advisor. I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. 'Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back. We're crawling until we can't walk. Join ESPN 97.5 Sports Map 94.1. And it's a Houston thing. Saturday, October 20th, in the first annual Houston Sports Pub Crawl. It's going to be the biggest group of Houston sports fans repping their team or teams while hitting the hottest pubs, bars, and restaurants downtown on Main Street. Get in now before prices go up. It's just $20. But you'll cash in because it comes with the limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone shirt, pub crawl wristband, cup, koozie, samples of Thrive Plus, and $3 drinks. Tickets are available now at htxpubcrawls.com. Hurry before the prices go up.
And can I tell you how you can win a $1,000 gift credit to Robbins Brothers?
Why don't you tell us how you can win a $1,000 gift credit?
If you're planning on proposing anytime soon, go to ESPN975.com. Go scroll down on the right-hand side. You should see a Robbins Brothers logo. The promotion's called Beat Jong's Proposal. If you beat my proposal, you win a $1,000 gift card to Robbins Brothers to purchase a ring of her dreams. So just log on to ESPN975.com. And tell us your story on how you're going to plan on proposing.
You're going to be judging that?
Spill the beans.
That's right. So come up with something cool, man. But don't put the ring in food. That's always a bad idea.
Horrible.
They take a
idea.
Bite out of it, and all of a sudden they eat the ring, and then you got a great story, but I don't know if you get $1,000 for that. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Jong is off for the rest of the week, one day. And we'll have Nick Sherrar in for him tomorrow. Did a pretty good job today. Hoffman, I thought you did a really good job.
Hey, thanks, Falcon.
I thought I did an excellent job for a change. We'll do it again tomorrow. I hope everybody has an awesome Thursday night. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. 94.1.